Now, it's not the Ireland game god that Pearl John Delaney's getting talked an awful lot about in the newspapers of late, but I was at the Ireland-USA game last week watching singing. I wasn't singing.
In
no,
a bar.
No. But I can't sing, Brenda.
That didn't stop John.
No. He's entitled to sing if he wants to sing.
Well, anyway.
But at any rate, anyway, I was there and I met Elaine Crowley from TV3.
Yes, presents great fun.
The lunchtime programme.
Midday.
And she introduced me to her companion that evening. And she said, you have to have this guy on the radio. He's very interesting. So here he is. And we can decide how interesting he is when we finish talking to him. His name is Brian Lee. He's managing director of a company called Chopped, the healthy food company, and Fit Studios. And how old are you, Brian?
I'm 29.
29? You're only a little gosling, so to speak. Anyway, why did Elaine think you'd be so interesting? What's your story? Tell me.
Well,
start at the beginning.
I started off always with an entrepreneurial brain, wanting to succeed. I always go back to the story about when I was 10 years of age, I started off with a lawnmower. I went and printed up little business cards, went off, delivered them around to the neighbourhood. I bought a lawnmower with a loan of money from my father. So with that in mind, and then I went forward then and I kept selling in markets while I was going through school, even selling...
Tell me, what did it say in your business cards? I mean, these would have been odd jobs we would have done when we were kids, and yeah, normally the people had their own lawnmowers.
It just said grass cutting at professional services.
And you were 10.
And I hadn't even got a mobile at that time.
No, did anybody? No. Well, how old are you? 29. Were the mobiles around 20 years
probably
ago?
Probably.
Just about.
Big, thick, heavy ones.
Yeah. My mother was getting phone calls from ladies looking for their son, and she was wondering why all these older ladies were ringing for looking for her 10-year-old son.
There's something untoward about that.
I mean, would you do it nowadays? Would you let your own kids, if they were 10 years old, go out?
Most definitely.
You would.
It was a good serpent block for me, it was.
Oh, absolutely. So you were cutting the grass and you made a few quid there.
Yeah, that was just one of the first, if you look back at it, an entrepreneurial mind, like, I wouldn't think of anything of it when I was back there. But now I look back and I say, that was the first intonation of starting doing anything on my own.
Yeah, and so who was cutting the grass with you? Were you doing it alone or were you
a friend. I made him go out and get a lawnmower as well, because I said if we had two lawnmowers, we could cut twice as much grass and make twice as much money. But it was okay for the summer, but it was only a seasonal business.
What kind of lawnmower was it? Was it a kind of...
It was a petrol lawnmower.
A petrol lawnmower. It wasn't one of these ones, the old-fashioned ones that got stuck every time there was a bit of damp grass.
It wasn't one that we asked the lady, could we plug in the cable into our kitchen before we go with the electric lawnmower?
Actually, I was listening to Sunday Miscellany about 2 weeks ago, and John McKenna was delivering his miscellany, if you like, and he was talking about cutting the grass and the parents giving out to him, making him cut the grass, and the grass was long, and he cut arse into the grass, you know, A-R-S-E. And he thought he'd get it all finished before they'd come back, but it rained, so the lawnmower wouldn't cut the grass. You never did anything like that, did you?
No,
you didn't.
I did want to run away from a few, all right.
I bet you did. So that was the first gig, and then what did you do?
Then all through school, business-wise, I was just buying and selling to people in the area who just... tracksuits, any single thing I could get my hands on.
Now, were these tracksuits that fell off the back of a lorry?
Most definitely.
I was joking. But at any rate, so what age were you then, and where were you in school?
Well, I was only 14, 15, and I was selling in the markets at the Christmas, and I was making very good money.
What do you mean in the markets at Christmas?
So you go to the Black Rock Market. I used to have a stall up there.
I remember the Black Rock Market.
It's still there, I think.
Yeah.
So when I was 15,
it's a lovely market.
When I was 15, 16, I used to sell there for about 3 years running. And they were just
a Christmas stall,
It was Christmas, but all year round, and you try and get seasonal stuff. But it was when I was 16, I met Andy Chen, which is a Chinese-born national, working in Spar. And he couldn't speak much English. He was selling these phone covers to people in Moore Street and selling these. So I met him.
How old were you at this stage?
I was 16.
And how old was Andy Chen?
He would have been about 25.
Okay, yeah.
So
were you in school?
I was still in school, yeah. So I wanted to buy some of these phone covers, and I started buying them off him, and we eventually started buying them together. We built up a great relationship together, and I'm still business partners with him to this day. From the last 13 years, where we've been in business, we're in 5 different businesses up to now.
What businesses?
So we have a Londis store in the city centre. There's 3 different shops. Locations, and then we have the Fit Studios.
Now, you are the picture of health And we're going to be meeting your girlfriend in just a moment, because Brenda met her this morning and did a little report, and you'll reveal all in just a moment.
I will, absolutely, yeah. Yeah.
You're the picture of health. So have you been always into fitness as well?
Yeah, I've always been into fitness. All my life I've been in and out with clubs and doing sport, but really when I was probably about 15, 16, joining the gym, getting into the gym scene, training, that's when it took off. But when we opened up Fit Studios there over 2.5 years, and when I met Sinead, with her level of fitness and all, it gave me the extra boost to push my fitness to another level altogether.
I get the impression you're very determined and focused.
Yeah, when you set out something, there's no point of half-arse doing it.
Yeah, but people do. So talk to me about Chopped. What is Chopped?
Chopped is a healthy food concept that myself and Andy Chang created there in May 2012. We had the Londis together. We decided that what we were serving in the deli store there, I wouldn't even eat processed chicken that we could buy in at 40 cent per chicken fillet. For the last 15 years, you're looking at people who are eating chicken fillets and sandwiches, and they think it's the norm, it's great. But when I've been on holidays to Australia, America, and looking at how different industries, how far ahead they are eating healthy, good foods on the go, it's convenient to get it. The only reason I think Irish people don't eat healthy is because it's not available there to them. They're not educated. So we said, right, let's try and create a quick concept where people can get healthy lunches on the go, but at affordable prices, like that. It's not going to be a restaurant price, because you can always get healthy food in a restaurant. That's mm-hmm. the norm, but it's not convenient. You haven't got time to sit there in between lunch and go. So we came up with the idea, when we were in China, all the food is in small plates, small little pieces, so it's easier to digest over in China. That's why over here we get a steak, we cut it. You'd never get that in China. You get small pieces of beef cut up for you already, so it's easier for you to digest. You don't have to do all the cutting up. So that's
actually, where you expend a little bit of energy when you're cutting it up. That's a little like a little workout, a little
bit
of exercise.
But so if you're eating your lunch,
what's the difference if you're eating the same amount of food in the same sitting?
If you're in a hurry and you're on the go and it's already chopped up for you, that's convenient for you. So it became a business. What is convenient to eat on the go?
So is it a convenience food or a health food? Chopped.
It's kind of a bit of both. It is convenience because you can eat it on the go, but it's healthy food. It's made that day for that day. So if a product runs out, it's gone. We can't get it back again. We only cook and make for that day. So once it's gone, it's gone. And people might give out, say, oh, you've run out of spinach. But we've prepared enough and over-prepared. But it's all gone. We were busier that day than normal.
And what did you know about food? And what did Andy Chan know about food?
Well, we didn't know anything. All I knew was what I learned through doing fitness courses and those courses. And I knew how to eat healthy to keep my own body in great shape. So we hired Rory Morhan, the Druid chef. We brought him in on board to bring our idea of healthy food into a tasty. So there's no point in having good, healthy food, but it tastes horrible. Nobody's going to buy it.
Mm-hmm.
So Rory then put his experts to the menu of how to make it all tasty.
So where do you source it all from?
So we use a number of Irish produce. Keelings will be one of the main produce for our veg. So everything is locally produced in Ireland and brought in.
So I'm looking at your training menu now on your Chopped.
I have you on that soon.
Yeah, well, I doubt it very much. The vegan bodybuilder. What's a vegan bodybuilder and how good is it for me?
I think it says vegan.
Oh, vegan, okay. Vegan bodybuilder, excuse me.
Well, they're just some meals. People always want to know what can I eat while I'm training. So there's a couple of meals that we came up within the gym saying that we would eat ourselves. So we put them on the menu for other people to choose. So eventually what we're going to do is we're going to be delivering. You might come to us and say, I want to lose a couple of pounds mm-hmm. or I want to gain this
couple of kilos, I think I've got to lose. But go on anyway. Yeah.
We want to gain extra muscle mass. So we will tailor a diet for you and deliver it to your desk. And that will all your meals be prepared. So that's the goal for 2015, what we want to do with Chopped. We want to be delivering you specific meals that are designed
for
you.
So I sign up to your fitness regime. I join your fitness club.
Yeah.
And then I say, and you say to me, you've got to eat properly now. And here's the menu from Chopped. That's my other business. Is this the way it works?
Well,
and
then it will be.
It must cost me a fortune if
it.
I'm going to order all the food from you. And you're going to deliver it to the door, deliver it to the office.
But a lot of people come to us in Fit Studios and they say to us, well, I haven't got time to cook that. I haven't got time to prepare my meals in the evening. I haven't got time to do this. That excuse is more or less. So there's another option.
Sorry.
That's me and Brenda.
That's yeah.
So they are just all lame excuses.
But how much does it cost? I know, yeah, it's a lame excuse, but you know yourself. So come on, how much does it cost if I sign up and I'm ordering a full week's meal? How much for 7 days food? You do the whole 7 days?
Well, no, we're doing the 5 days because people want, at the moment, we haven't done this, but at the moment we have a 5 day eating plan, which would be 3 meals per day, which was, it works out at €5 per meal.
Okay. And what would I get for the first meal?
Well, it would be designed to what you will need at the time. So if you're looking to lose weight, the meal will be designed around your tastes, what you need to eat. We're not going to give you something you don't like to eat.
So can I keep eating chocolate?
No.
All right.
So we cut out all the sugars.
Oh, dear. I was looking at this thing online last night. It said the top 5 foods to avoid eating if you want to lose weight. And right up there was the bananas. Is that true? Do you know anything about that? Should I stop eating bananas if I want to lose weight?
No. We wouldn't cut out bananas now ourselves in our gym. Sinead, you've seen Sinead's figure there now, and she eats bananas. Only if you really are trying to get really strict, we say cut down on the fruit, because it does have a high content of sugar, but fruit is good as well, but too much of anything is not good for you.
So you're now 29. You started at the age of 10. You had a little garden service at the beginning.
I won't say started at 10.
Well, something like that. You were cutting grass. And then you were in the market business out in Blackrock Market. And then you met Andy Chen and you were selling phone covers. And then you had a Londis and still have a Londis. Well, and you have a fitness gym. Is it one gym or two gyms you have?
One gym, yeah.
One gym. And then you have this other outlet, Chopped. And how many of these stores have you got?
We've two, but we also have another one opening in Fairview in February next year.
So did you go to college? Did you study business?
Didn't study anything. The only thing I've learned from, I did do, I'm a carpenter by trade. So for the last ten years, I worked for my father's company before I started Chopped and the gym. And I used to look after the maintenance and the Power Scout shopping centre. And they're all things that they're the only business.
So your dad was in business. So there was a business around you. You were used to people having to get up and get off their backside and get out and work.
Yeah. There was, yeah. We always had a great work ethic in the house, like going out and working. Like I did do the only exams I ever did were for carpentry, but I knew I wasn't going to do it after the rest of my life. It was just a way of me getting the capital up to do the things I really wanted to do.
Well, I have to say, I do admire you. Elaine was right. You're a very interesting guy. Now, we're going to meet your girlfriend now, Brenda.
Yeah, well, love is in the air in the studio today because, as we know, during the week, Katie Taylor won her 5th world title. Amazing.
Well done, Katie.
Absolutely amazing. But I was actually even more amazed when I was chatting to Brian and he told me that his girlfriend, Sinead Beasley, is the current European Women's Kickboxing Champion. I mean, the best in all of Europe. And kickboxing is a huge sport. I went out to Fit Studios. I felt a little bit out of place because instead of people saying, how are you? What are you doing? They were going, how's your training going? What are you working on tonight? I was like, okay, whatever. But I met Sinead, who, there's a picture of her up on the Mooney Show website. It's an absolutely beautiful looking girl with a gorgeous face, lovely open face, and not an ounce of fat on her body. So we didn't have that much in common, but we got on very well.
But you did.
That is Sinead training there in the background. And my goodness me, you are a fit lady. Sinead, it's Brenda. How are you?
Hi, Brenda. How are you?
Are you out of breath?
Just a little bit, yeah.
Okay, tell me, what is the title you won last week?
I won the WACO European Championships in Slovenia.
So for kickboxing?
Yes, for kickboxing, yeah.
And does that mean you're the best in Europe?
Yeah, I am, yeah. In my weight category.
So how did you become the champion? Who did you beat and how is kickboxing judged?
Okay, so in the final, I met a Polish girl in the final, a very good fighter. I was very confident that that was mine and that I was going to beat her. She was a strong girl, but I had to kind of keep to my game plan. And I done exactly that, and that's how I got gold. So how the Europeans, the WACOs in general, are ranked is you have to qualify as number one in your country. So we have nationals every year, so you have to obviously be number one in your country. And then we go and we compete, so every number one around. It's like the Olympics for us. It's the biggest you can win in kickboxing.
And if you were to teach me how to kickbox, you wouldn't give me a demonstration. How do you do it? What are the skills?
It's all in the hips, really. For well, especially if you're kicking. So if you're kicking, like what I would say is, like, if you bring your knee up, you kind of pivot on your back heel, so to get more range in your hips. So if you're watching here, as I lift my leg up, you can see my back heel twist. Yeah. So you can get more range in your kick.
So like that.
A little bit like that, yeah.
Kickboxing is not recognised much in this country, is it?
No, it's not. And I honestly don't know why, because it's huge, huge competitive sport. Like, it's there's so many. Like, we've had 5 golds coming home from Europeans. I think it was 7 silvers and 9 bronze. Like, that is huge for the country alone, for such a small country. We were ranked 3 Europe for the medals.
And we know Katie Taylor just recently won another huge title this week. And people say she's not getting the credit she deserves, and we agree that. And I think we both would agree with that. But what about you, being a kickboxing champion? You must feel way down the list. You feel hard done by.
Yes, you definitely do. Like, we're in boxing, I think they get grants, like, where we don't get anything. We don't get anything from the government. We pay for our national squad training sessions. We have to pay to fight. We have to pay to go abroad. We have to pay for a fighting suit, which has Ireland on it. We have to pay for our tracksuits. We have to pay this all by ourselves. But for me, I've got tremendous sponsorship from Coconut Ireland. I wouldn't have been able to go without their funding as well. So thanks very much for that as well.
And Sinead, stand here in the gym. You're a very pretty, gentle-looking young lady. And I've watched clips of you online, kickboxing. My God, you're tough. Where did all that come from?
Well, when I was younger, I was a real little tomboy. You know, I have 5 brothers, so, and I've actually got 2 sisters as well. But, you know, I was always around boys, and my brother's done boxing and stuff, and I always wanted to get into boxing. But back then, it was all about, like, boys doing boxing. They wouldn't let me in. So that's when I found kickboxing, and it's changed me. Like, your self-discipline, you know, your confidence, everything changes when you're doing kickboxing. And, like, it's turned my life around. Like, I've been doing it since I'm 11. I'm 27 now. I wouldn't change it for the world.
And what is your buzz out of it?
Everything. It's my life. Like, when I go, like, I just feel so happy. You know, it relieves me from everything. Like,
what do you say to people who say that isn't for girls?
That it's very silly. What isn't for girls? Like, that's just being sexist.
You mentioned it's your life. Tell me a little bit about how it fits in with your day.
I kind of work around it, you know. Like, so I've got my kickboxing training in the evenings. I train in, it's called Spartan Martial Arts, it's in Blanche. And I train probably twice a day. So I'll do my strength and conditioning here. And then I'll go and do my pads and my sparring in my kickboxing club. And the days that I'm not doing kickboxing, I'm obviously in the gym working on specific training towards kickboxing as well. My diet has to be crisp clean. Yeah. So if I'm cutting for a fight, like, there's no bad stuff in it. Like, you have to be completely clean until you get to your weight. And now when you do weigh in, you can change around. So at the moment, I'm enjoying what I can, and then I'm back to clean eating after Christmas.
What's clean eating?
Well, it's all, like, natural foods. Like, so you have your chicken, get your green veg in, brown rice, sweet potatoes. That'd be it. I probably have 1 day rest, if even. Like, obviously rest is important, but if my rest day they're sparring on, I'll go sparring. So, but I get jealous if I'm not training, someone else is.
So when you were 11 and you took up kickboxing, and it was like a light bulb went off and you said, this is what I want to do. What about your other friends? Did you get slagged for it? Were they supportive?
Well, when you're 11, you know, your friends can't really slag you, you know, you just go and you're doing kickboxing stuff. No one had to say, like, you know, I'd done what I wanted to do, and that was just the end of it, and I didn't care what anyone said.
And we're here in Fit Studios. Is this run by your boyfriend, Brian?
It is, yeah, it's run by my boyfriend.
Woo! Tell me a little bit about the two of you. How did you meet?
Well, we actually met in here. And so I came in, obviously I was looking to start working here, and that was the first time I met Brian, and that's when he creeped on me.
Explain.
Well, we met in here, and that's when it started off, and he came to my house to just fix something for me. That's when it all kind of fizzled off. What I liked about him was he was obviously fit. He's into the gym, what I like as well. We all had the same likings of like working in the gym. He liked eating clean. He liked doing sports. He liked fighting, the way, obviously fighting, like kickboxing and any sports like that, like UFC. And we just all liked the same stuff, and we just clicked straight away, and it's going great now, and it's been going great since we first met each other.
Hello, busy gym there. Lots of people coming in. I get a sense from you, Sinead, how passionate you are about kickboxing, how it's your primary goal in life. So is it important that Brian fits in around that and understands that and supports it?
definitely, like, it was hard at first, but he does really support me, you know, and he understands that, you know, I've got to put a lot of time to kickboxing and the level that I'm at as well. So he is very supportive, and I'm very happy for that as well.
And you love him?
Yeah, I do love him.
When you're out there on the European stage and you've got your fighting suit on with Ireland emblazed across the front of it, is that very important to you to be representing Ireland?
It's amazing. It's like unbelievable. Imagine to say to just some random person, oh yeah, I'm representing my country in Europe, like, you know, or across the world. It's an amazing achievement, and I actually love it. Like, I'm 100% Irish. Go Team Ireland.
Hopes for the future. What do you want to achieve? What's left to achieve?
There's the WACO Europeans, what I've just won, and each year it changes. So one year it's the World and one year it's the European. So next year it's the World, which is actually being held in Ireland. So I'm excited for that. So my next big goal is to win that, and that's my final goal that I want to do. So I think I'm going to set out to do that.
And what's that going to take out of you?
Everything. Every single thing. I'm going to work my absolute body off. All right, come on, Brendan, get that coat off there and I'll show you a few moves.
Kind of afraid, Sinead.
Ah, you'd be grand. Come on, get it off you there. Come on, let's go.
Do you know, it's funny, when myself and my sister fight, when we were younger, we used to go in at each other with the butts. It'd be bottom first. So yeah. I might be a natural kickboxer.
Well, the bottom doesn't go first, but you can give it a go. All right, Bennett, ready to go. So I want you to put your left hand forward, all right?
Yeah.
So onto your left side. Yeah. Now, from there, we're going to start off with a jab. So keep your hands up, all right?
Yeah.
Now, I want you to just throw that jab at me. Ready? Yeah, that's it. Good stuff. Good. Brilliant. Now, just kind of turn.
I'm afraid I'll hurt you.
No, you won't. You're all right. Just keep this elbow down.
Yeah.
That's it. Good. Now you're going to throw that jab out, and then you're going to twist on the back foot and throw your opposite punch, okay? So jab opposite. Ready? One, two. That's it. That was a bit close to my face here for my liking.
Oh, we have a spar.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Ready?
And kick. And do I kick you physically?
Yeah, go for it.
Do I actually kick
just
you?
Don't kick me in the knees.
But do I actually kick your body?
You can kick me.
With what I've done?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
What
go for it.
You don't kick me, though, because I think you could hurt me.
I won't. You just kick me. I'll just stand there like a dummy.
Oh!
That was in the leg.
Oh, that was your knee. Sorry. Sinead, thanks for those skills. I certainly will put them to use back in the office. Who did you want to mention before we say goodbye?
Well, I want to mention my coach, which is Robbie McMenemy. I just want to say thank you for everything, and that he was an amazing coach, and I wouldn't be here without him for all the time and effort that he's put into me.
Sinead, the very best of luck in the World WACO Championships. When they come to Ireland, when are they on again?
So they're going to be on hopefully in November 2015 in City West.
Well, everybody, let's hope you've heard from a potential world champion kickboxer. Sinead, a pleasure to meet you.
Brenda, I think you've actually got potential. Good stuff. You're actually brilliant at it. Well done.
I actually really like this.
Good. It's good for getting the aggression out, isn't it?
Thanks, Sinead.
Thanks very much, Brenda. I love being on the show with you.
She sounds fantastic, I have to say. She's
I
a
really
lovely
like
girl.
Her.
I mean, a beautiful looking woman as well, I have to say. You must be Ireland's prettiest and healthiest and fittest couple.
Well, I'll leave that up for you to say.
Well, I have said it. You are, clearly. Well done. And one of our colleagues just came downstairs. Oh my God, I love Chopped. We all order it here. So Artie, you're actually delivering to Artie as well.
Yeah, we deliver our own.
So where else do? You live around the... Is it only Dublin?
At the moment, just Dublin. But we are looking at in a couple of months now going down to Cork.
So you're going to franchise out, are you?
Yeah, we're ready to franchise now in February. So we're ready for franchise, but we're taking in
And you've never been
now.
On, what you call that thing, Dragon's Den or anything like that?
No, I'm looking to get a seat on as one of the dragons in the future.
Oh, I love
Brian, I'm very proud of you. Anyway, Brian Lee, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you very much.
And good luck to your girlfriend, Susan, as well. Sinead, who's Susan?
That's your girlfriend.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It's my imaginary girlfriend. To Sinead, Ireland's, or European kickboxing
champion.
Well done to her.